Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 42 degrees. Congress sends President Trump a bill forcing the release of the government's Epstein files.
With President Trump's blessing, nearly every Republican in the House and Senate joined Democrats to quickly advance a bill requiring the Justice Department to publicly release files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
This is about giving the American people the transparency they've been crying for.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the bill ensures accountability for victims of Epstein and those in his orbit. President Trump has dismissed questions about his relationship with the financier as a hoax, instead demanding investigations of Epstein's ties to prominent Democrats. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 39-year-old Wichita man died Tuesday morning after crashing into a bridge in southeast Wichita.
A Kansas Department of Transportation employee found a pickup that had crashed into a bridge just north of K-15 and 55th Street South. The employee also reported a possible ejection. First responders found the driver had been ejected from the truck. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators said the pickup was traveling south on K-15 when it left the roadway for an unknown reason and hit the bridge railing. The dead man's name has not been released. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A teenager has died after driving his vehicle into the Little Arkansas River.
He was identified as 19-year-old Alejandro Tran. The accident happened around 4 Monday afternoon, just off of 21st between Arkansas and Amadon. Tran was pulled from the vehicle and transported to an area hospital in critical condition, where he later died. Police say he was the only person in the vehicle, and they believe he was speeding at the time of the crash. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump faces a setback in his efforts to secure the Republican majority in the House after the midterm elections. Fox's Aisha Hasni has the latest from Capitol Hill.
This came down from a 3-judge panel in Texas, and they basically ruled that Republicans there cannot use those newly redrawn maps in next year's midterm elections. The U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, who actually was nominated by President Trump, authored this decision and said that the new maps would harm Black and Hispanic voters. The Texas redrawing set off a nationwide redistricting battle, with California passing a ballot measure to give Democrats more seats. So this may actually take some pressure off other states like Indiana that were perhaps next in line to redraw their maps.
Judge Brown added that substantial evidence shows that Texas racially gerrymandered the 2025 map. New Jersey man pardoned by President Trump is imprisoned again.
51-year-old Eli Weinstein sentenced to 37 years in prison, convicted of stealing from investors in medical supplies to be sent to Ukraine. Weinstein also ordered to pay $44 million in restitution. Two prior fraud conviction sentences were commuted by Trump during his first term. Prosecutors say Weinstein immediately launched his latest Ponzi scheme after his release from prison. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock and 41 degrees. The three finalists for Wichita City Manager answered questions from the public Tuesday evening at Botanica. People could ask questions about anything they liked, from homelessness to making the city more bike-friendly. City Manager Robert Layton is retiring at year's end after 16 years on the job. President Trump spent much of Tuesday with his Saudi Arabian counterpart at the White House. Fox's David Spunt is there with the latest.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman back at the White House for the first time since 2018. The Saudi government previously pledged an investment of $600 billion into the U.S. economy, backing artificial intelligence and energy. The Crown Prince upped the ante. Shortly after the Crown Prince's arrival, a formation including F-35s flew over the White House. A show of force, but also a chance for the prince to check out a future purchase. The president says he green-lighted the sale of several F-35s to the Saudi government. The specific number, though, unknown. Critics say by giving the Saudis access to American-made military equipment, other countries may gain insight into U.S. defense capabilities.
The upcoming F-35 deal comes as Saudi Arabia is already the U.S.'s top arms buyer. The leader of a neo-Nazi group has admitted to a plot to poison Jewish kids in New York City using candy.
Federal prosecutors say they will ask for up to 18 years in prison for Mikhail Chikikisvili, a 22-year-old from the Republic of Georgia who goes by the nickname Commander Butcher. Prosecutors say he's the leader of an international extremist group known as the Maniac Murder Cult. Prosecutors say Chikikisvili was approached by an undercover FBI agent in 2023 and wanted the agent to take part in various schemes, including giving poison candy to racial minorities, and that the plot later evolved into poisoning children at Jewish schools in Brooklyn. Chikikisvili pled guilty Monday before a federal judge in Brooklyn to soliciting hate crimes and distributing information about making bombs and ricin. In New York City, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
An alleged illegal immigrant is accused of throwing coffee on a mother, her baby, and her dog in Volusia County, Florida.
Kelly Brussell says she was walking her dog, Ponce, in her New Smyrna Beach neighborhood when Ponce walked up to Nina Yaskalainen's closed gate.
I walk him every day off leash. All the neighbors know him. He's a, you know, friendly dog, but he was sniffing at her gate and, she didn't like that.
She says Nina began yelling at her, telling her to put a leash on the dog, before allegedly throwing coffee at Ponce and then Kelly while she was holding her son. Yaskalainen was charged with 2 counts of battery. According to the sheriff's office, she's an illegal immigrant out of Finland. With these charges, she could be deported.
Neither Kelly nor her baby were hurt. In Volusia County, Chris Lindsay, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, day 11. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Heaviest traffic right now, northbound K-15 approaching I-135. And we also had quite a bit of traffic just a little bit earlier, pretty close to Broadway and MacArthur, and right there on the ramp to I-235 nearby. Looks like things are getting a little bit better there. But, yeah, just continue to watch for traffic slowdowns in just a couple of areas. I like that area down around K-15 where we've got some road construction going on. Otherwise, things right now looking pretty good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Team 12, we're kicking off your Wednesday morning cool and quiet, and get ready for another mild afternoon, a high of 67, with those clouds gradually increasing, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the 50s tonight. We'll be watching for a few isolated thunderstorms developing to the south and east of the Wichita Metro. Better chances of rain as we enter your late Thursday afternoon, but expect a high of 65 degrees. Widespread rain continues Thursday night and into your Friday morning, with those temperatures eventually cooling off into the upper 50s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now mostly cloudy. North wind at 6 miles per hour. 41 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12 now, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. November 19th. This is Stephen Ted Show number 7060. 7060-7060. And we had a mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 77 degrees, normal high for the date, 56. So we were 20 degrees or more above normal for this time of year.
Yep.
Wow. On this date in 2014, the epic snowstorm overwhelmed upstate New York for 3 days from the 17th to the 19th. Buffalo experienced a blitzkrieg of lake effect snow that buried the region with 3 to 5.5 feet. 3 feet to 5.5 feet. There were hundreds of roofs collapsing and other structure failures, thousands of stranded motorists and scattered gas and food shortages. 13 people died in the disaster. That was in 2014 in upstate New York. Wow. All right. And on this date 162 years ago, this would be 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address at the dedication of the Civil War Cemetery in Pennsylvania. It's one of the most famous speeches in American history, just 3 minutes long, and Lincoln wrote it on the train. Seems like somebody said they wrote it on the back of an envelope. But there you go. The Gettysburg Address. A Maryland man gave up his strategy of using family birthdays for lottery numbers, and the change in technique earned him $5,000 and $50,000 the next day. The Baltimore man told Maryland lottery officials he had been using family birthdays as inspiration for lottery numbers, but a lack of significant wins, excuse me, led him to try a new tactic for coming up with digits. So the player's new strategy paid off with a $5,000 win in November, in the November 11th pick four drawing.
Of course, his chances before he changed strategies, after he changed strategies, whether or not he used a different method to change strategies, that none of those things actually increase your odds of winning.
Well, he also won $50,000 from a pick five drawing the very next day.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The winner said his prize money will go toward the dream of opening his own auto mechanic garage.
Oh, that's good. That's really a, I don't know, kind of a good thing to spend some of your lottery winnings on, is something that can, you know, reliably make you money.
Seems sensible to me.
Really does.
All right, Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to talk with Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas. Nearly 82 million Americans are projected to travel over Thanksgiving. And we'll check in with Sean to find out about that and what's going on with traveling over the holiday. Excuse me. It's 6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Jad Chambers, sir.
Well, we had plenty of sports to talk about. It was a good start for the Wichita State University Shockers in their first road matchup facing Boise State last night. The Shockers jumped out to an early 7-0 lead and prevented the Broncos from putting a point on the board for nearly the first whole 5 minutes of play. But Boise State managed to fight their way back pretty quickly and take the lead, ending the half, the first half, leading 32-27. So after that, things started looking actually quite a bit worse for the Shockers. However, at one point in time, they were trailing by about 15, about 12 minutes left in the game. But then Shockers started to chip away at that lead, kind of fought their way back in the time of the game where you're kind of forced to foul everybody, and all of a sudden Boise State wasn't making their free throws, and the Shockers just kept getting a little bit closer and a little bit closer. They had a chance to tie it at the buzzer. Michael Gray Jr.'s three-pointer was just a little off the mark. Boise State hangs on for the 62-59 win. Kenyon Giles led Wichita State with 15 points, adding 2 assists and a steal. Gray contributed 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Next up for the Shockers, a return to Charles Koch Arena Saturday night. That'll be a matchup with Milwaukee at 6 p.m. Fifth-ranked Duke outlasted number 24 KU, defeating the Jayhawks 78-66 Tuesday night in the annual Champions Classic. The Jayhawks were still without their best player, freshman Darren Peterson, because of a lingering hamstring injury. Peterson has missed 3 consecutive games since injuring himself during a shooting around. The Hawks dropped to 3-2 on the season. Next up for KU, a trip to Vegas. They'll be facing Notre Dame on Monday night in each team's opening game of the Players Era Tournament. The Wichita State women's basketball team battling through a back-and-forth matchup with Southeast Missouri State in a game featuring 20 lead changes, but a late surge by the Redhawks led to a 69-62 loss for the Shockers Tuesday night at Charles Koch Arena. Turnovers proved to be costly for the Lady Shockers. Southeast Missouri State scored 26 points off of 18 Wichita State turnovers. Shockers play again Saturday, hosting Cal State Bakersfield. We've got some golf news today. The Wichita Open is leaving the Korn Ferry Tour after this year and joining the PGA Tour Americas in 2026. The Open has been a part of the Korn Ferry Tour since its inaugural season back in 1990. It's one of the tour's original four stops. But the Korn Ferry Tour decided to reorganize its entire tour schedule, and Wichita Open just couldn't really be a part of their new schedule, so it just didn't work out. The transition to PGA Tour Americas starts next year. The tour itself, the PGA Tour Americas, began in 2024, and it's actually a combination of the of two previous tours, PGA Canada and PGA Latin America. So there's a lot of tournaments all the way in Canada, all the way down to Argentina. So it's kind of a whole North American tour. And basically what it is it's just, it's sort of a step down just below the Korn Ferry Tour. The Korn Ferry Tour leads to the PGA Tour, and it's just kind of a feeder into that. And the PGA Tour Americas is just another step below that one. So we'll still get golf. We'll still get the Wichita Open. The Open organizers are saying it's still going to be the same Wichita Open. It's just a new tour that we're a part of, the PGA Tour Americas. Tonight, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, we have Butler Grizzlies basketball. Butler on the road facing Coffeyville. We have a broadcast start tonight at 7:15, and once again, it's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Los Angeles Lakers player LeBron James back on the court Tuesday and set a new record in the process.
LeBron James continues to make history. After missing the first 14 games of the season due to sciatica, James was in the Lakers starting lineup Tuesday night against the Utah Jazz. The 40-year-old James is the first player in NBA history to play in 23 seasons, breaking a tie with Vince Carter. Carter played in 22 seasons, while five players lasted 21. Robert Parrish, Kevin Willis, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, and Chris Paul, who currently plays for the Clippers. James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer, is in his eighth year with the Lakers and is looking for his fifth NBA championship. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand and understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:20. Oh, sorry.
Well, and sports on sports on KNSS is also brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun, beers with the boys, girls' night out, a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC is the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and historic Delano, Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Moms and Social Media. And traffic and weather coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh here, 6:30 on this Wednesday morning. 41 degrees. President Trump is expected to sign a bill to release the Epstein files after it made its way through both the House and the Senate Tuesday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
The House passed a bill compelling the Justice Department to release all files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The only no vote coming from Republican Congressman Clay Higgins, claiming on X that the bill's broad reveal of criminal investigative files released to a rabid media will absolutely result in innocent people being hurt, but the bill's authors disagree. Many Republicans claim Democrats are politicizing the investigation to harm President Trump, but Trump says it's Democrats who are connected to Epstein. And the Senate unanimously agreed to send the bill to President Trump's desk.
The president had called the push to release the files a Democratic hoax and pressured Republicans not to pass the bill, but eventually relented and backed the bill. Thousands of documents have already been released by the House Oversight Committee. Police said a young boy was hit by an SUV in southeast Wichita Tuesday morning near Lincoln and Woodlawn. A 23-year-old woman driving the SUV hit a 3-year-old boy in an alleyway. The child was hospitalized in critical condition. Changes are being made to the Wichita Open. It will return to Crestview Country Club next season, but it will be connected with the PGA Tour America's event. Wichita Open Tournament Director Dusty Buell says with the changes, it will still elevate Wichita as a premier stop in professional golf.
So I think the major changes that you're going to see is that generally we have players that are bouncing back from the PGA Tour back down to the Korn Ferry Tour. And there's some of those that have been here for years and years. So we are going to lose that. But on the other side of this, now we have the opportunity to get these players that haven't quite had the opportunity to step foot into PGA and professional golf. So we are going to get those people, those golfers, right out of college. We're going to be their first tournament.
The 2026 event will take place June 25th through the 28th. Honda recalls more than 250,000 Accord hybrids.
The cars are being pulled from the road due to a software error that may lead to loss of drive power. The cars were manufactured in 2023, 24, and 25. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the glitch could cause a software reset while driving. Honda dealers are reprogramming the software free of charge. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Commission meets today. The Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News it will be a short meeting with no new business.
Some people might ask, well, then why are you meeting just to meet? And that's never the case at the County Commission. There are so many things that we have to do that are just normal business items. And many times these items go on the consent agenda. So we'll have some appointments, boards, and things of that sort. And then we'll approve some meeting minutes. And then we'll get into the consent agenda. And that's usually relatively quick because we're briefed on the consent agenda ahead of time.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:34. Let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Rumps from Teen 12, we're kicking off your Wednesday morning cool and quiet. Get ready for another mild afternoon, a high of 67, with those clouds gradually increasing, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the 50s tonight. We'll be watching for a few isolated thunderstorms developing to the south and east of the Wichita Metro. Better chances of rain as we enter your late Thursday afternoon, but expect a high of 65 degrees. Widespread rain continues Thursday night and into your Friday morning, with those temperatures eventually cooling off into the upper 50s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a north wind at 6 miles per hour, 41 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, coming up on 6:34 with Steve and Ted in the morning, November 19th, 2025. And it was on this date, 50 years ago, in 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was released, starring Jack Nicholson as a man who pretends to be crazy to get out of prison, and Louise Fletcher as Nurse Ratched, the head nurse of the mental asylum where he ends up. They earned Best Actor and Best Actress awards for their roles, and the movie also grabbed that year's Best Picture Oscar. Yeah. I guess that was 1975. There you go. Okay, what do we got here? Swedish Man. Swedish man said his kids inspired him to stuff 81 matches up his nostrils and earn a Guinness World Record title in the process.
Good idea, kids.
42-year-old Martin Stroby told Guinness World Records his children were enamored by the latest edition of the organization's book and told him it would be so cool if he broke a record of his own. He landed on the record for the most matches held in the nose, which stood at 68. But he got 81 in there, so...
I guess that just leaves us one question. What's the record for most lit matches held in your nose?
I think it's one, but... There's a world record for everything, it seems. We try to...
Yeah.
We've been highlighting quite a few of them here with Steve and Ted in the morning, but there you go. Most matches you can stuff up your nose.
And don't light them.
It's going to be a pest. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to try this at home, fine. Don't light them, though.
And we don't want to know about it if you do.
No. Okay. We certainly don't want pictures or video of it if you do.
Nope. 6:36, Steve and Ted in the morning into the Odyssey Holiday Hookup. Now through Friday, this Friday, November 21st, Odyssey is taking care of the food and the fun this Thanksgiving. Win a full holiday feast and thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked turkey, ham, and all the sides from Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, plus 10 tickets to Wichita Thunder's Star Wars night on November 29th. So how do you win? Well, you enter by texting thanks, THANKS, to the number 20357. 20357. Message and data rates apply. You could get a turkey dinner, ham dinner, and go to see a hockey game. How about that?
Yeah, on Star Wars night.
Star Wars night. Big deal. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle traded mixed and more in a much more narrow trading range than we've been seeing in the previous weeks. The live cattle closed negative on bear spreading action, while the feeder cattle closed only slightly negative. Now, there has not been any cash cattle trade reported in the feed yards. Thursday is expiration of November feeder cattle, and Friday is the cattle on feed report. Lean hogs yesterday traded mixed and closed with mostly triple-digit losses. On the close, Feb live cattle, 92 cents lower, 220.85. Jan feeders, 22 cents lower, 326.05, and Feb hogs down $1.40 at 78.02. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures traded and closed mixed in narrow trading ranges Tuesday. Now, Friday is expiration of December grain and soy options. The soybeans that China bought from the U.S. are $1.05 to $1.15 a bushel more expensive than Brazil's soybeans. The Dow, from last Wednesday's all-time record high to yesterday's low, has dropped 2,518 points. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's one penny higher, 527 and a quarter. December corn down a penny and a quarter at 435 and a half. January beans 9 cents lower at 1145. January crude oil, $1.50 lower at $59.16. December gold's up $53 at $4,119.50. December S&P, 26.5 points higher at 6,666.5. December dollar index, 15 cents higher at $99.60. And December Dow Jones futures up 100 points at 46,284. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO to Tom.
So, Tom, how's Mrs. Leffler's surgery going, or aftermath?
Well, we brought her home yesterday afternoon, and she put in a good night last night, and I think she's on her way to recovery, and got a little soreness like they said there would be, and next week start physical therapy. I did get a little surprise yesterday, pulled in front of the hospital while I waited for them to bring her out in the wheelchair. And I no more than got out of my pickup truck, and there's a guy standing there, and he said, "You're a commodity broker." And I guess he recognized my Go to Tom license plate. And he's from out west of Scott City, and we had a nice conversation.
I'll bet. How are things going out there? They got enough rain going in Scott City?
He said a lot of the harvest was a little later than what usually it is, but they had good yields out there. And talking to him and talking to another one of my clients is on north of him out there in northwest corner. A lot of grain being put in bags. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but instead of having, you know, your normal steel bins you put them in, they load them into these bags, and they leave them in the field or wherever they want to put the bag, and then they come later on. You have a mechanical way of pulling it out of the bag, loading it into the truck. But we've been hearing a lot more of bagging the grain in the last few years than what we've seen in the past.
What's the advantage to doing that, Tom?
Well, you don't have the expense of the steel band for one thing. You have more flexibility, you know, because some of these guys will just do it right there in the field. They're just leave those bags in the field so they don't have to truck them all the way to, you know, wherever their steel bins are. So that's the real advantage. Of course, you still got the little problem of rodents and other animals, you know, try to tear into your bags sometimes. Right. But it's mainly just the fact that it's not as expensive as steel bins and more versatile.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Thank you for your time this morning, and we'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Keep it here, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS, 646 on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Federal three-judge panel says no to Republican plan to redraw Texas district map. Three finalists for Wichita City Manager job meet citizens and answer questions at Botanica. Congress approves release of the Epstein files. The bill is now on President Trump's desk. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heaviest traffic continues to be northbound on K-15, just south of I-135. And, of course, some construction going on right there. We also still have a stalled-out vehicle. Watch out eastbound on Kellogg, and it's pretty close to I-135. And the traffic volumes right now in Wichita, they are picking up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Patchy fog possible this morning, then sunny today with a high of 66 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 53. And for Thursday, 50% chance for rain, tomorrow's high 65 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, north wind at 6 miles per hour. 41 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSA. The shooting death of a football coach has resulted in an arrest.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man has been arrested and charged with murder in the shooting death of legendary Bay Area football coach John Beam. Beam was shot around noon Thursday on the Laney College campus in Oakland, California. Officers found him shot in the head at the athletics field house. He was treated at the hospital but died of his injuries Friday. He was 66 years old. Beam was the subject of the 2020 Netflix documentary Last Chance U about the Laney football program, which has produced more than 20 NFL players, including seven who played in the Super Bowl. Police used surveillance footage to track down 27-year-old Cedric Irving. Police sources told the San Francisco Chronicle Irving played football in high school and had a fixation on Beam, allegedly confessing to killing the coach because he believed Beam used black magic on him and others. The assistant chief of the Oakland Police Department says it was a very targeted incident. Irving faces 50 years to life in prison if convicted. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The downward trend continued on Wall Street Tuesday.
The major averages continuing to sell off, with the Dow falling sharply for a fourth straight session as investors worry about an AI bubble and a broader economic downturn. Investors are eagerly awaiting two key tests of those concerns: NVIDIA's earnings report after the closing bell on Wednesday and the shutdown-delayed September jobs report Thursday morning. Shares of NVIDIA fell over 2%. Tech was the worst performer among the S&P 500 sectors, while healthcare gained. The Dow winners: Goldman Sachs, Travelers, and Merck. The Dow decliners: Home Depot, Microsoft, and Amazon. The Dow falling 499 points, the Nasdaq lower by 275, S&P 500 down 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS. Do we have enough economic data? That's the question. Don Grant with the answer. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with Stephen Ted. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jad. The National Bureau of Economic Research, the NBER, is the government agency that declares when the U.S. is in a recession. They generally don't make that determination many months after the peak or trough. That's because the agency does not rely on real-time data. Perfect data to make an immediate call about whether we're in a recession or not. They don't have that kind of data. With drastic government worker cutbacks, the longest government shutdown in history just ending, and the administration, like any administration, with very little appetite for negative economic news, do we have enough credible economic data to know whether we're in a recession or not? Well, the aforementioned factors mean that certain data gets delayed or skewed. But many indicators of the NBR rely that they rely on are less timely, or they're much less clear. Even when all data are available, the NBER typically waits until it has more than just tentative signals. The fact that they emphasize spread across the economy and more than just a few months means they won't declare a recession based solely on one sector, one month, or one week data point. Now, because data is are revised, delayed, or subject to statistical noise like inventory changes or seasonal adjustment quirks, the official call usually comes with a lag. That means by the time they announce it, the downturn may have already turned and begun to go back up. So I believe that interruptions like government job cuts and a shutdown may be may hamper the data collection and analysis needed by the NBER to declare a recession or not. But those disruptions can make definitive assessment harder, but they don't prevent the NBER from eventually making a determination. They just add lag and ambiguity. So we don't know. I know the question's been coming up, whether or not we are in a recession right now till the NBER makes it official. And of course, if you have any questions about it, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Is it recession defined as
two quarters of downward? Yes.
No growth or negative growth?
Actually, the recession is officially declared by the NBER, which uses a lot more data than just that. But I think most armchair recession callers will use that two quarters thing. So,
what about employment?
Employment is a factor that NBER uses, definitely. Yeah.
If people don't have jobs, there you go.
That's what often leads to a recession.
So we haven't had two quarters of no growth.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're not really in a recession, are we? Are we?
You know what? I'm leaving that up to the NBER.
Okay, we'll let them make the call.
But once again, we haven't seen data.
Yeah,
you know, because of the shutdown, it lasted so long.
Yeah, look forward every month of looking at the
employment numbers. Yeah,
I always get a kick out of them, but haven't seen it for a while.
Exactly.
It's been a lot less work for me to do. I guess I'll go over to the corner and take a nap then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wait for something else to happen.
Yeah, sleep through it.
Today was designated as World Toilet Day by the United Nations General Assembly and is coordinated every year by a partnership between UN Water and governments around the world.
Huh?
Jack Sim, a philanthropist from Singapore, founded the World Toilet Organization on November 19th, 2001. And let's never take this device for granted, and especially the indoor version of the toilet.
So he's just applauding something that's been around for a century or so. And
How long has it been around? I don't know.
I don't know. We'd have to ask Thomas Crapper, the guy who invented the toilet.
And, of course, as I mentioned, indoor. I wonder if there are any people who are actually using outdoor. I'm sure there are outdoor.
Oh, there's got to be. Yeah.
That's the way of
just in on the west side. I'm kidding. I'm not starting an east side west side war at all.
I'm a west sider. We've had indoor plumbing there for
for a couple weeks now.
Several years now. And we find it it's very nice to have.
Yeah.
Actually, if you grew up in this part of the world or out in Western Kansas, a very good possibility that your mom and dad did grow up with those kinds of facilities.
I'm sure. But
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still trying to figure out what's behind calling this day. Is it just... It's just toilet appreciation day, yeah, essentially. So go hug a toilet.
It's nobody's birthday or anything that I can tell. Somebody came up with it, and there it is.
Okay.
And so here we are talking about it.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Do you work on your own? You know how to do all those little mechanisms there in the tank?
Pretty much.
You know, yeah. I've done that before, and I'm not very handy. But you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they make it so easy now. Yeah. You take out that the stem that's got the floater thingy
right.
on it. And
hook
and
up the little arm, and there you go.
Yeah, and then you know how to change a flapper, too, I'm sure.
The flapper, sure. Everybody knows that.
Flapper
right?
on the crapper, yeah.
All right. National Toilet Day.
Okay, well, I'm going to celebrate that.
Okay, thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, our top of the news this morning, Congress okays release of the Epstein files. That's on the way. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.